And a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brother and sister in the back. I see some people. Stretch your hands toward them now. I see some people and they're moving and they look like they're people in movement, and I think that they're just moving around, but they're not. And I see them beginning to now come and begin to gather together. And as they gather together, now they're starting to find their place in the alignment and in the way and in the walk. And I see them, and some of them are prophetic, and now the numbers are growing, and I see them reaching back and calling some others. And the Lord said, this is something that's been going on behind the scenes for a season, but that for your season now, it's coming to the forefront. That this is a new thing, even though it's something that's been in the works for a long time. The Lord says, it's going to look different on you than it's looked on some other people. And the people that you're going to gather are going to gather prophetically, and that they're going to be prophetic intercessors there. And I know that you have to do something to do with intercession. And the Lord says that you're going to gather them, but not in one place, but in many. And the gathering places are going to be like watering holes, and they're going to be in different parts of the nation. And I see them beginning to gather together with concepts and strategies and ideas. And I see you laying out some things, and now I see you beginning to connect the dots, and I see bang, bang, whack, whack, throwing this thing out, and I see you now drawing it in, and it's going to be like one on one for a little while, and then you throw a net overboard, and now you're going to see a net, and not only a net or a network, but networking is part of what you're going to be doing, and networking people together, and even a network to networks, and that you're going to network together, the networks to some that are already in place, and I see them at lights in different places, and I see at first it's one by one as they catch the vision, and you catch their heart, and I see you reeling them in, and now I see the fish, and they're very unusual. They're unusual fish. They're like fancy fish. They're like gold in color and rainbow in color, and you're people that have an understanding of covenant, and you're going to network them together and gather them together from different places. But he said a network to networks, and that's how this thing's kind of going to work. It's going to look very strange or very unusual, and I see the lights popping on, and when I look now, they're almost in strategic places. At first it looked like mishmash, that they were just about everywhere, but now I see that there's some strategy behind it. They're in strategic places, and the strategy is good. And now I see you going to a couple of different groups and a couple of leaders, and they're going to begin to give you some ideas of how to do this together and how to build together. That's going to be a thing of unity and how to bring unity. And the importance of unity in what you're doing is the entry level and the prelude to what's going to happen across the nation. That it has to do with unity being the prelude, the blessing, and that this is going to come in unity. And at first there's going to be, now I see some strain and stress that's in the body, and even some stress and strain that's even in you. And so people have a little difficult time saying, what, another thing, another this, another that, and they look back at three or four, and now I see some wounded soldiers on the ground, some people that have been hit, and some of the people are thinking back to that rather than thinking ahead to the new. But the Lord said, this is the time now to unveil what's on your heart. And the Lord said that there's going to be some things that religion would like to try to do against you. But the Lord says, know that I'm going to put a big circle around you, a protective bubble around you. And know, the Lord says, I'm going to go before you, and I'll also be your rear guard. He said, don't have to worry. He said, I've got intercessors, and I'm waking them up across the country, because it's a wake-up call now, says the Lord.